This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. And now we continue with our monthly series of original nature commentaries. These commentaries are written and voiced by ornithologist Dr. Mike Balz. This month's feature, swamps.
Close your eyes for a few seconds and picture yourself in a swamp. Are you in a canoe? Maybe wading through knee-deep water? Do you hear a barred owl calling? Ooh, 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 ooh. Are mosquitoes buzzing? Do you see a wood duck scooting through the duckweed? Is that a snake? Swamps are definitely not everyone's cup of sweet tea, but I would argue that to get to know a swamp is to begin to love it. Technically, a swamp is a forested wetland, and we have two types of swamps in southern Illinois. The seasonally flooded bottomland forests, like what's left in the floodplains along the Big Muddy and Mississippi rivers, and permanently flooded cypress swamps, like what's left along the Cache River in extreme southern Illinois. The two types of wetlands can sometimes be found together, like at the Heron Pond Little Black Slough Nature Preserve in Johnson County, where a trail through bottomland forest leads to a boardwalk jutting out into a several-acre cypress swamp. The swamp plant and animal communities of southern Illinois are the northernmost outposts for many species occurring here at the edge of their ranges. The stars of our swamps, in many ways, are birds like the striking gold and gray prothonotary warbler, the venomous cottonmouth snake, the little bird-voiced tree frog, and of course, the bald cypress trees with their red, buttressed trunks and curious knees. The extinct ivory-billed woodpecker was also a denizen of deep southern swamps and was known to have occurred in southern Illinois, but is now gone forever. Unfortunately, the vast majority of swamps in the South and across the country have suffered a similar fate. And in Illinois, we've lost nearly 90% of our wetlands since the early 1800s. This is a big problem for several reasons, whether you're a nature lover or not. First, and very importantly, wetlands help prevent floods. They reduce erosion and control stream flows because they slow runoff during storms and hold water. Wetlands also filter the water before it enters our creeks and streams. So, not only are forested wetlands like lungs, producing oxygen and absorbing carbon dioxide, they are like kidneys and bladders too. The loss of millions of acres of swamps has also impacted migratory waterfowl and other migrating birds, almost all of which have declining populations. The once vast bottomland forests of the Great Mississippi Flyway are now reduced to mostly small islands of protected areas in a sea of agricultural fields. As a self-proclaimed nature lover, I feel these losses deeply. But I don't blame the early settlers for attempting to clear and drain the swamps 200 years ago. They had no other options, really. Yet, forested wetlands are still under attack. Even though we no longer need to drain them to survive, even though today we understand the value of swamps and wetlands to wildlife and humans. I believe this is the great conservation challenge of the 21st century. To stop destroying and start restoring our life support systems before it's too late. Ecosystems including not only swamps, but rainforests and oceans and many others. So, I encourage you to visit a swamp. Canoe it. Wade through it. Hear it and feel it. Take time to begin to fall in love with it, because we cherish the things we love, and it's not too late to save our swamps, and to maybe save ourselves in the process.
The comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Balls. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.